up in the air. Humanity needs grounding. By End Politicians, August 4, 2022. Blog, COVID-19, Politics, Writing. 10-foot pole. A day, and a few hours late, not to bring up a buck short. Well, more than a few bucks short for sure, as to when I started this very journey entry. But heck, that is what volunteerism is all about. The schedule cannot always be the same, right? Occasionally life calls. Canada did just have a long weekend. Besides, sometimes I just like doing nothing. Though was I this time? It is summer after all, and though the days are already getting shorter, Canadians bitching about it being too hot has surely been becoming longer. Canadians' coldness for the warmth chills my soul, and makes me want to get a higher displacement engine. Fantastical follies, though, who is truly blowing more hot air? Change is constant, is it not? And when I say I like doing nothing sometimes, that does not mean not masturbating. If such was an Olympic sport, that certainly would not get me out of my room, even though for sure that podium could make one a standing champion. Of course, a sitting champion is not a position to lay down for. Don't ask, my mind just produces it somehow. Suspiciously, sometimes I think my ancestors might be helping out, though only in relative terms. A kind of dying to tell the future. What of the strangers in keeping the status quo, about the living, or the alive anyways? Heck, those in the mainstream would not touch me with a 10-foot pole. Relative, strange, interesting, comedic, or more, the tightlist of the title list, too many, causes informational wobbling of the headspace of time orbiting the curious gravitational pull of the word salad dressing the continuum of elemental pertinent constructive deconstructions of the establishment of nothing short of immense punishment. 10-foot pole. Many possible combinations. Could involve 5 people and some questions. Though delve into those single amputees and the craniums could number anywhere from 6 to 10. Wait a minute. Forgot about those Siamese twins. That adds some variables. Wheel in the double amputees and that 10-foot pole all of a sudden becomes measurably larger if the addition of the subtractions encompasses into the millions. To figure out the exact number when factoring in double amputees, just use the above ratios of biped to single-legged, then add the desired number of double amputees to the equation. For Siamese twin calculations, specificity of number of lower appendages must be determined beforehand. Rendering an awful person. Is Canada's white elephant in the room about to continue beating off the dead horse of globalist construct this coming fall? Both his dads were raging communists. He foolishly and criminally damn near doubled Canada's debt in a matter of 2 years' time, in order to fill the coffers of his international globalist criminal cartel slobs, and to dig the welfare state grave ever deeper in the globalist executed hit on national sovereignty under the fabricated and orchestrated COVID comm job. The Trudeau's only answer, illogical without a doubt, to his well-versed patsy actions of the complete and utter debt destruction of a once sovereign nation was to idiotically and unthinkingly reply that immense amounts of debt was okay because interest rates are low. Now the Trudeau and his cabinet of sovereign death COVID policies have come home to roost in the pigsty of government actions. Logically, one might conclude that the Trudeau and his entire party, nay, the whole political establishment, are not only white elephants, but indeed Siamese twins with that of treasonous pigs. Anyone who thinks it would have been much different under a conservative party need only look to England and that buffoon, Boris Johnson's authoritarian COVID disgrace. Those royal payoffs. Really, who would ever think that interest rates would punishingly rise in the future, and that to go from around $700 billion of debt to nearly $1.2 trillion due to foolish money creation in 2 years would have an extremely detrimental effect on many struggling citizens of a nation crippled by supply chain constraints and suffering house arrest for runny noses, kicking off an inflationary spell? Well, perhaps a 12-year-old versed in basic economics. But that is not the point. Oh wait, that is the point. At reasonis globalis puppet at the control of 38 or so million people with more dignity in their shedded skin cells than that son of two commies puppet. In December of 2019, when it was known that COVID was out of the lab, yet before politicians and media unleashed the incessant COVID terror blitzkrieg, the Trudeau and his family took a vacation to Costa Rica. Surely one has to wonder if said family vacation was a guise to fill the necrotized mind of Canada's puppet shame with globalist scripted actions to take, such as the Canadian Emergency Response Benefit, and the opportunity COVID presented for a reset, as Trudeau so proudly boasted in a video interview. This past Monday, the Trudeau and his family again took a trip to Costa Rica. Has Trudeau again gone to get first-hand globalist scripted actions to enact this autumn in an attempt to revive the COVID terror campaign and make even more profits for the globalist criminal cartel? Biden has been hinting at a continued pandemic, and Trudeau has also been foreshadowing about bringing back COVID restrictions, including again possibly introducing vaccine passports to fly, if the COVID-19 situation changes for the worse. And in true double-faced, lying psychopathic fashion, Trudeau has been shaming Canadians and the world about fossil fuel emissions, having himself flown more than 15,000 km in the past 12 months. Though none of that travel probably has anything to do with getting in-person globalist briefings, so as to avoid the traceability of electronic communications when bending over for his globalist puppet masters. So don't forget. Eat those bugs, go beyond meat, pay that bogus carbon tax, send more weapons to Ukraine, stay in your house, and do not question what your television tells you. Forget even about thinking. The globalist power and profits depend immensely upon it. And globalist human waste sure as heck are not going to lead by example on any of the actions they attempt to force into our lives. Not only have the globalist-owned politicians been foreshadowing as to the continuance of the COVID narrative to strike terror into the minds of the masses, therefore profits into the globalists' pockets, so too has the mainstream media apparatus. Today, Radio CBC segmented a portion of the airtime to signify the importance of getting your 6-month to 5-year-old child vaccinated for a manufactured disease with a pretty much 100% survival rate when it comes to any normal child or adult. The program even had a professional doctor with nothing other than immensely positive vaccine attributions to regurgitate. Not only so, but every phone in question was a positive reinforcement to advertise the virtues of injecting a totally unnecessary vaccine into a perfectly functioning immune system during its formative pathogen-recognizing stage of future function. Yes, every guest made sure to tell the audience that their children would indeed be getting the COVID vaccine ASAP. So swallow that globalist pill as you poison your and your child's globalist-owned soul. Immense profits and power depend on it. CR.